You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Resource Center, presented to you by Alliance Bank. It's banking made personal.
Good afternoon. It's time for Resource Center. I'm here with Jennifer Ong of Hospitality Asia Platinum Awards, or HAPA, and Steve Kokinias, the General Manager of the Ritz-Carlton Kuala Lumpur, and also HAPA Malaysia's 2010 General Manager of the Year. And we'll be talking about the service element in any business. So let's start with Steve being awarded HAPA Malaysia's 2010 General Manager of the Year. What was that like?
Well, it was quite a surprise. Thank you. There was a lot of great talent that was nominated, and it was definitely quite an honor. But as I said when I took the award, that really I think the credit goes to the team, because they're the ones that really help the hotel shine every day.
And so who are the other nominees, Jennifer?
Well, we had both local and expatriate GMs of 5-star and 4-star properties. And the top 10 ranking were people from the Cyberview Lodge and Resort, Hilton Hotel, Holiday Inn, and Dorset, amongst a few. It was very tough competition. It was really stiff. I mean, Steve did very well as being the most dynamic and respectable GM in his own area. And he has a great personality, very good leadership qualities amongst some of the points that we look at. So we hope that Steve will be able to do better and represent Malaysia in our next HAPA regional series.
And which will be held
in Singapore in November this year. We will have 6 countries this time.
And this is the first time that you'll be doing this?
The second time
you'll be doing this.
That's right.
All right. And what were they rated on for the General Manager of the Year award?
Well, the key things we were looking at were the management capabilities and leadership qualities. Those were the main key points. Naturally, of course, what their achievements have been in the current properties and previous properties. And management style and principles were very important.
Right.
Staff welfare, training, and if they were hands-on GM or not. Those were the key elements to the criteria that we had.
All right. And on today's topic, customer service, we can't talk enough about it in this country. And I guess, Steve, like in terms of countries and where have you worked at, and what's the level of service for all these countries that you've personally worked in?
Well, I've worked previously in the U.S., in Jamaica as well, in the Caribbean. I think that, you know, country by country, service standards do vary, you know, really depending on, you know, what the keys to the economy are. I think in a Caribbean island, which depends so heavily on tourism, you'll find that service standards are a bit higher, where in the U.S., depending on the city, it varies depending on what the key sources of income are for those cities. But I think, you know, for Ritz-Carlton as a brand, you know, the focus that we have is really finding talent, no matter what country we're in, that can represent our brand consistently throughout the world. And we've been able to achieve that in some very unique areas.
Right. And obviously books have been written about this as well. You know, what are the disadvantages to companies that do not prioritize the importance of good customer care? And I guess it's not just the hospitality industry, but just industries, services as a whole.
What are the disadvantages? Well, I think that you've got, first of all, lack of repeat customers. I think there's so much choice in the market now that I think the great service really connects with people emotionally. It makes them feel that they're a part of a brand. And more these days, people are defined personally by the brands that they select, whether it's a handbag, the car you drive, the type of part of town that you live in, the friends that you spend time with, or even the watch that you wear. So I think that, you know, having great service personalizes the experience to the guest and makes them feel a part of the brands that they choose.
Right. And of course, and what would you say drive the hospitality industry? Is it great hardware or great software?
You know, I think you have to have both to be a 5-star hotel. You can't have anything less than an immaculate hotel. But at the same time, it's always the ladies and gentlemen that breathe the life and the heart and the soul into the property. And I think that in Malaysia, you definitely have some beautiful physical products, some fantastic looking hotels, but not all really deliver the same feeling that you get when you walk through the lobby or that when you spend a night or have a meal in that hotel. And that's something that we've always focused on, is the people.
All right. And I guess from what Ritz-Carlton does, is that there will be a SOP in terms of guest service? Is that how it works within the Ritz-Carlton group?
Right. Well, at Ritz-Carlton, we've got some great SOPs. I think that we have some world-class human resources policies and SOPs. The training is pretty extensive, 2 days of orientation, 21 days of training for all new ladies and gentlemen that join the brand. So there's a lot to it, and it is fairly well defined so that we can deliver a consistent world-class experience really no matter where the guests are staying. And right. That's something that we're known for is our consistency.
And it's very interesting that you refer to your staff as the ladies and gentlemen. Is
right.
that something that you do throughout the Ritz-Carlton?
It is. It's part of our brand identity that...
Right.
No, our motto is that we are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
So it elevates the service industry to service professionals. And not every job in the hotel is perceived as glamorous, perhaps. But I would say that perhaps the less glamorous, the more important. And that all levels of our team have to view themselves as service professionals, performing a service for the guests who are paying for that service. And I think that... referring to our team as ladies and gentlemen sort of helps them instill that pride in the work that they do.
Right. One of the challenges, and we've talked about this previously as well, Jennifer, when you were last here, is the shortage of labor.
Yes.
And the difficulty to get good labor. And we're just saying that, is that due to training? Is that due to labor shortage? What is it? And, what is that element? You know, how do you overcome that at the Ritz-Carlton?
Well, I think, first of all, Malaysia has got a great talent base and there is unemployment. There is unemployment. I think that the challenge that we find is that, you know, really finding people that are aligned with our brand values and finding the right talent. It's been said that it's difficult to get a job at the Ritz-Carlton because there's so many interviews.
Mm.
But really what we're looking for is for a natural talent and a natural characteristic of people that are service-oriented. And I think that Malaysia's filled with warm, caring, friendly, smiling, happy ladies and gentlemen that really, I think it's just a matter of sorting through the applications and finding the right people
right.
to join. But the talent base is certainly overwhelming here.
Okay. Is it, do you pay them better?
No, actually, we pay on par with market
right.
levels.
Okay.
But thank you for asking. But I think really what it is that the environment, the family environment that you have, you know, coming to work and being with your friends, being appreciated, hearing the words thank you, are things that we do more, or we try to do more than any other hotel to make the ladies and gentlemen feel that they're part of a team, that their feedback is important, that their suggestions are implemented, and things that perhaps they don't find in such a great degree in other industries or other companies in Malaysia.
All right. Do you have foreign labor apart from yourself, but do you hire foreign labor?
Our priority is on Malaysia, and we find that we can find what we need in Malaysia. We have a few executive positions that are from overseas, but I would say probably 98% of our workforce is Malaysian.
Oh, okay. All right. Jennifer, anything to add?
I think... from what Steve has mentioned, that is very true. It is difficult to say whether that same policy and same practice can be implemented in all the properties in Malaysia, because I think at the end of the day, it's the leaders who dictate whether
right.
they go in this direction or the other direction. I mean, yes, everyone can say service from the heart is important, but how do you get service from the heart from each and every employee of the hotel? And I think at the Ritz-Carlton, with the philosophies that Steve has mentioned, I think that's where they win. That's where Steve's methods, you know,
right.
in running the hotel dictates in terms of whether there is really service from the heart coming from the Ritz-Carlton team.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about this service from the heart in just a moment, and also about service standards in the country as well. I'm here with Jennifer Ong from Hospitality Asia Platinum Awards or HAPA, and Steve Kokinas, the General Manager of the Ritz-Carlton Kuala Lumpur. This is Resource Centre, brought to you by Alliance Bank, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Resource Centre, brought to you by Alliance Bank. I'm Frida Liu, and I'm here with Jennifer Ong of Hospitality Asia Platinum Awards and Steve Kokinas, General Manager of the Ritz-Carlton Kuala Lumpur, and also HAPA Malaysia's 2010 General Manager of the Year, talking about the service element in any business. And earlier on, Jennifer, you said this service from the heart. How do you bring that out in people?
Steve, I mean, I think the Ritz-Carlton, we had... a lady by the name of Kim Fong, and she is the assistant manager of the Lian restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton, who was awarded with a special publisher's award for service from the heart. I think that is a sign of Steve's philosophy of having their team being able to give service from the heart by having one of their employees winning the award at the HAPA Malaysia. So
Right. It was a great honor for Kim Fong to be recognized. She's been with us for many years and is really just, you know, she connects with people and she remembers people's names, their preferences, what they like, what they enjoy, and a huge asset for the Ritz-Carlton.
Is this something that's part of the training program of the Ritz-Carlton?
Well, I think a lot of it is part of the selection process because,
right.
you know, unless you hire somebody when they're 1 or 2 years old, really, you can't define who they are as a person.
Mm.
That's up to parents, and that's up to how we raise them. We hire them, 18, 20, 25 years old, and at that point, our team is formed as an individual, and their character has pretty much been established. So finding the right people and looking for a selection process that helps identify talent is really the key.
So what goes through the selection process?
Well, we've shifted recently to make it online, to make it easier for people to apply. But really, we're looking for talents. We're looking for people who have great relationships with others, people that are natural smilers, who are naturally caring, who are naturally work hard, and different types of characteristics that people either have or you don't. And I think, you know, everyone can smile in an interview, but do you smile when no one's watching?
So you can find that out through the online selection process?
Well, it is, because we ask a lot of example scenario questions. What would you do in this scenario if a guest, you know, arrived at the hotel and said that the airlines lost their luggage? You know, what would you do? And then it gives them a couple of multiple choice questions. A is
Chris under my breath.
Yeah, too bad for you. And B is you know, offer them, you know, some alternatives. So it comes out in the interview as far as. And then we speak to the ladies and gentlemen that are applying in person as well, and look for the right fit for them. I think if you find a person who has a great fit for the job, mm-hmm. then they'll be happy in that job.
Okay, so what would you say, you know, having been in Malaysia for a while now, what would you say be lacking in terms of service standards, and not just in hotels, but service standards in the country?
Well, again, like I said, I think Malaysia as a whole has great service. I think the people that are in Malaysia and Malaysians in general understand great service. I think that some of the areas that we can improve maybe would be in speed and efficiency. I think that in a lot of other countries, it requires fewer people to do the same job. And here we tend to have a little bit overstaffed relative to some of the other countries. I think that asking for clarification and repeating the request is important. I think a lot of times in Malaysia, people say that they understand and when actually they don't.
Mm.
And I think that as a guest or as a visitor, we would much prefer to be asked to clarify our question or our request than to have someone say, yes, I understand, and then get it wrong. So these are areas that we're continuing to focus on. But I think really that speed and efficiency, we need to improve in that area.
All right. And what would motivate service staff to serve guests better? Is it a training, okay, or is it an inherent servanthood quality that they must have? Solve the problem in a way?
Well, it's a great question. I think that a lot of times it's both, and also it's that they see that there's a career path for them. And I think that, you know, at the Ritz-Carlton, we've been recognized for being a best employer in the country 3 times in a row. And I think that that's not just because we're a fun place to work, but because we take a real interest in seeing people grow. Promoting, transferring, cross-training, lateral service in other departments, having experiences at other Ritz-Carlton hotels around the world, really is a key. And I think that it motivates people to know that the company is not just using them to do the job for that time and then going to replace them with someone else, but that we care about their future and to see them grow and improve and appreciate what they've done, I think, is a huge motivator.
Right. What do you do with customers who are obviously wrong, but we've heard that the customer's always right?
You know, it's an interesting question. I'll be honest, it doesn't happen very often.
Mm.
You know, there's always 1 to 2% of our guests who may have a difficult request or be, you know, what we call unreasonable. And it depends on the scenario. You know, if a person is just being verbally abusive or if they're being physically abusive, you know, we handle those situations differently. And there have been situations where, you know, we've assisted guests and finding accommodations elsewhere. But most of the time, you know, we really do tend to support our ladies and gentlemen in there. You know, it's funny because we talk about the guest is always right.
Mm.
And the guest stays for 3 or 4 days, and then the guest goes home. You know, our ladies and gentlemen work with us for 3, 5, 10 years, and we see them every day, and yet we're told that the customer is always right.
Right.
So I think that there has to be a balance there.
Mm.
And while our focus and our business doesn't exist without the guests, but at the same time, our business doesn't exist without our employees as well.
Right. It's such a mindset. It's a different mindset that you're coming from, you know, when you talk even about referring to ladies and gentlemen, serving ladies and gentlemen, and it just changes the ball game completely, right? You know, in what ways does, you know, HAPA make a difference in the quality of customer service and awards of this sort?
HAPA's been great to work with, and I think that, you know, their guidelines and how they identify top performers has assisted us to look at our processes and our service standards and sort of reevaluate and get a fresh set of eyes and a perspective on what we're doing right and the areas that we can improve. And I think that, you know, the HAPA awards throughout Malaysia have assisted to raise the service standards and identify those areas that, you know, not just the hotels but the restaurants and clubs can all improve. And I think it benefits the entire country.
Right. One of the methods of evaluating customer service is this mystery shopper method.
Yes.
Do you think this sort of methods help in identifying strengths and weaknesses of hotels? Because if it does, I'd like to enlist for that.
Yeah, it's a great job to have, actually. The judges work hard, and the judges, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun, but when you actually see the checklist that they have, and it's like a small novel, it's a lot of work to evaluate the hotels. But I think it does help. I think having an unbiased opinion or having a mystery shopper helps. I think whenever I try to stay in my own hotel to get a guest experience, it never quite works out. They seem to know who I am. But to have someone from the outside who we may not know who they are, giving us a perspective that's it's always fresh and it always helps.
So I guess when you stay in the hotel, they say it's only Steve.
Yeah, I for some reason I have a hard time disguising myself as I walk through the hotel.
Right. So anyway, Jennifer, what can we look forward to this year for Hospitality Asia, the Platinum Awards? You looking at their new categories?
Yes, there are a few new categories. Some of the categories have been revised in terms of criteria, in terms of the important points where how we evaluate even the nomination process, you know, let alone the judging process. And we have a total of 6 countries coming in this year, with Vietnam and Philippines as the additional ones, and that would certainly raise the standards of all the participants from the previous HAPA.
So if you've got Vietnam, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia.
That's right, yes.
Right. So we're covering almost all of ASEAN.
Almost, yes.
Of ASEAN. All right, so thank you very much, both of you, for your time. I've been speaking to Jennifer Ong from Hospitality Asia Platinum Awards, or HAPA, and Steve Kokinas, the General Manager of the Ritz-Carlton Kuala Lumpur, BFM 89.9.
The Resource Center on BFM 89.9 is brought to you by Alliance Bank, where you're more than just a customer. With Alliance Bank, it's banking made personal.
BFM 89.9, the business station.